And these days in a very frowning religious society, I would like to know that how should we walk, that we should walk by faith or we should walk by sight?
By
sight. Because in very much surrounding religious, very differences in the world, that I would like to know.
You see, I think I already partially answered this. You also said something to that nature. You know, Islam has a very fundamental message on this issue. The Holy Quran says, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَائِمْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. O Prophet, invite the people of the book, particularly, that is, Christians and the Jews alike, to come to the commonality instead of enlarging the differences. To come and join hands in the common beliefs of good for the mankind and cooperate with each other. This is a very beautiful message, which unfortunately has been ceased to be emphasized by the Muslim society, and it is their fault. They have now started thinking of differences between them and Jews, between them and Christians, between them and Hindus, rather than thinking of the common points of the meeting ground. This attitude must be universalized, supported, and promoted, and only then we can create or even dream of creating a good society out of the chaos in which we find man today. So, if the Protestant church here wants to work for the goodness of society as a whole, for raising moral standards and protecting them, I assure them that from Ahmadiyya point of view, this is our religious responsibility to cooperate with you. So don't stand at ceremonies about this. Whenever you have a good thing for the sake of mankind, we will always be ready servants to cooperate with you. Thank you.